Thanks for calling Toyota. This is Jan.
I just adopted a new best friend, and I'm looking for a Toyota so we can make the most out of summer.
With a new RAV4, you can take your pup for a drive up the coast. You can take a Prius to the park, or you can take a Tundra to kayak at a remote lake.
One problem, Jan.
Oh?
My new best friend's a cat.
Your summer starts here, but it all ends June 3rd. Toyota, let's go places. Dealer inventory may vary. See your participating Toyota dealer for details.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
You know, if you haven't checked out What Chaos yet, you oughta, because we've had all your favorite players on the show. I'm talking Seth Jones, Lena Solmark, Connor Bedard, whoever it may be.
We're live every day on YouTube at noon Eastern, but also available on all podcast platforms, including the one you're listening to right now.
We got guests, and yeah, we're also doing a bit of chit-chat, goofing around, laughing at what makes us laugh in hockey.
So regardless of how deep you are into your hockey fandom, come listen to What Chaos. We'll talk about your favorite team, we'll talk about your least favorite team, and everybody in between, and we're having a ton of fun doing it every single day, Monday through Thursday. It's What Chaos, presented by All City Network.
We brought you damn good beer, and now we're delivering to you damn good beef. Hassel Cattle Company is the absolute best source for farm-to-table Wagyu beef in the country. Hassel Cattle Company is a fourth-generation cattle farm out of Texas. They ship all over the beautiful USA and straight to your door. They call their beef the blue-collar Wagyu. Why? Because it's the best damn Wagyu that every man or woman can afford. Hassel Cattle Company offers Wagyu smoked sausage, New York strip, beef bacon, Wagyu Frank, two jerky flavors, original and sweet and spicy, and their hamburger even won the Food Network's Northeast Burger Jam. Not only do we love their beef, the country loves their beef. Everybody wants to get in on this. These guys take their registered bulls and breed them with Angus cows, giving you that very high prime product that is grown with zero antibiotics or hormones. So head to HasselCattleCompany.com, that's H-A-S-S-E-L-L CattleCompany.com, and use promo code DNVR10 for 10% off your order, plus any orders over $200 get you free shipping. Again, use code DNVR10, check them out today, and we promise you will not be disappointed.
Welcome in to the DNVR Avalanche Podcast, presented by the Tiny Crown and DraftKings Sportsbook. Avs win over the LA Kings 3-2. I'm your host, Rudo, joined by AJ Haefeli and Blaze Hunter, live from the DNVR bar.
Blaze Hunter. That's right. That's me.
Cale Makar, great or greatest Avalanche defenseman?
Today.
How about greatest offense?
My man.
Defenseman.
How about just greatest?
How about we let that guy play 100 games in the NHL before we anoint him?
I anointed him 12 games into his career.
One shift into his career.
Let's remember, like, Rob Blake was a guy in his prime. In Colorado.
Do you remember
when he came over?
Yeah.
Oh, that was so great. Oh.
I think I'd been at DNVR for 2 months on a breakdown with Allie, and I said, Cale Makar's the best defender to ever play for the Avs. Like, I just knew. Sometimes you just know.
No respect.
Adam Foote?
Makar is already better than Adam Foote could ever wish to be.
On a offensive level, yes.
Oh. Let's remember for a few minutes here that Kale Makar over the last week has like greatly struggled.
It's true. He looked
great tonight.
Tonight he was. Tonight is like the potential realized, right? Like yeah. It's like the hype come true.
Yeah.
We are like, oh, these guys. Like, okay, this is what it's like when people who are super hyped about a guy end up right.
All
right.
Yeah.
Don't make me bring up the Avalanche Mount Rushmore conversation again.
Rudo's the Young Bucks coming at it.
All right, no. Look, I won't say anything, but all I'm saying is a couple days later, AJ and I had a conversation about that Mount Rushmore. I'll leave it at that.
I recall nothing.
Uh-huh, likely story. I don't understand the fixation on what Vegas does. If the Avs win out, they get first place. Yeah, pretty much. The Avs
is
are
that
still
a pun?
In control
was
of
that
their
a
own
pun?
Destiny.
We don't care if St. Louis blew a game?
Hey,
oh, that
was that
bad.
A pun? Did he make $5 to make a dad joke? Dude.
Sunnyside McNabb talking up McD while he falls and ices the puck is the most funny thing I've seen. He did trip over the blue line on that play for sure.
It was pretty funny.
And then
it was pretty funny because we were all sitting next to each other and we were all like,
"What just happened?
What in the world was that?"
Maybe chat knows. The conversation at the bar immediately turned to, "When did McDonald lose his tooth,
dude? When did it happen?"
Yeah.
I know that there's somebody who follows his sister's Instagram
that has seen
or
a picture
something that knows when it happened, and I totally missed it.
Yep.
But whenever somebody opened up the highway in the middle of his face, let us know because I'm curious.
It's probably unrelated to hockey too. That's probably the best story about it.
I think we all agreed that during the COVID pause, he lost a fight. To somebody.
Confirmed.
And just got that tooth knocked right out knocked right out of his face. So
a little bit of hotel room wrestling.
Ooh,
that was a leg laceration.
Yeah,
sir.
He got away pretty safe with just a tooth is what I'm saying.
Yeah. It was like an accidental tattoo of Tyson Berry's leg.
Oh my god.
It's locker boxing. That's what the kids do.
Really?
Oh, yeah. It's a big thing where you got to talk to the kids about no locker room boxing.
Blaze Jr.
Think about
coming
it. Well,
home with a
yeah,
bunch of
well,
black
think
guys.
About it. You got a bunch of young kids. They got a bunch of testosterone. They don't know what to do with it. You put them in a room together. Somebody says something. They're all padded up, and then they just go at each other. Somebody loses a tooth. It's McDonald. YOLO.
None of the teams I ever played on in... Was that
well,
the thing?
It's
you're not
it's
a zoomer,
age gap.
AJ. Yeah, it's different these days.
We didn't do that either. So. We were busy beating up on the other team.
Yeah, it was like you have an opponent.
Yeah,
like scheduled for
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
Let's get into the actual game tonight. If not for Cal Peterson, did the Kings have any business being in this hockey game?
I mean, if not for Cal Peterson, is it 2-2?
Also true.
Like,
we'll get to that. But he also made 17 saves in the first period.
Yeah, I mean, I think he was good. It's the second time he's kind of goalied Colorado this year. He's a solid goaltender. Yeah. What can you say? I thought he was good, and I thought the Avs were just a touch better. Definitely would have liked to have seen more finish. That 4-minute power play in the third, it wasn't lacking an opportunity.
Yep.
It wasn't like they couldn't get the thing set up. It wasn't like they weren't able to get off chances that they were trying to get off. They did all those things.
Yeah,
they just didn't score. Like
this game was silly.
It was a combination of like Peterson, and they missed a lot of nets.
How I think particularly Gabe Landeskog is the one that stands out in my mind of the puck is just not going for that guy right now.
Yeah.
So
he didn't look good, man. And you know who looked really good at times was Burakovsky. Just watching this replay of the third goal. I really liked Berkey.
He's looked
tonight,
a lot better the last four or five games, honestly.
So much jump.
Yep.
You can tell when
the motor's back. Yeah.
You can tell when he's engaged and when he's floating through a game.
Yep.
And when he floats through a game, you're just like, you have to put him out there because you just never know when.
Because even if he's floating, his shot is
still
insane.
Exactly. Like, you never know. Like, that guy's going to get one opening and he'll make a goalie look bad. But his whole all around everything just looks so different.
Yep. I don't disagree with that at all.
They're showing the replays of all the goals tonight, and I don't know how anybody feels good about Philip Grubauer.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Both goals were soft, man.
Oh, and they both came bigger problem
off of
for me.
Juice World rebounds.
They come off of fat rebounds that we talk about all the time. Like, when Gruby is going, he gobbles that up. There are no rebounds to be had. Yep. Go look at that first game, his first game back against San Jose. It's all one and done.
Yep.
And tonight it was like rebound and rebound. He just wasn't going. But he had a team in front of him that was like, well, we're just not going to give up very many opportunities. And it's frustrating that this is a 3-2 game because LA had no business in it. Like, they got dominated. Yeah. And outside of the one big save on the breakaway, Gruby just wasn't great.
The goals, too, right? Like, that last goal, not a good time to give up a goal.
Well, and I mean, when is there a good time to give up a goal?
Well, there isn't, but like that one is like one of those ones where you're like, you feel comfortable.
Just calm.
I know you're up by two goals, which is the worst lead to have in hockey, right? But
it's the worst lead that I would take every day.
Yeah, yeah.
Give me a two-goal lead in any game.
With a few minutes left in the third period is awful.
Yeah,
it gives the other team so much jump. And it just leaves you vulnerable for a 50-50 game.
That was improvement, though, right? What was our take with 40 seconds left in the second period? Just get out of it.
Yeah.
Just don't give up a goal here, and the Avs are fine.
Yeah.
Because that's exactly what we saw the other night, and the Avs were very not fine.
Yeah.
So, could have been worse.
True. Very true.
Look, the shot totals were 37-17.
I think third period for LA was 7.
Yeah, that's a period high of 7. They had 5 in both the first and second. So
brutal.
I haven't looked at the stats since the end of the second, but at the end of the second, high danger chances were just 4-3, but scoring chances were 20-4 in the Avs' favor.
Yeah, I mean, the quality just wasn't really.
There wasn't a ton of it for sure.
And it wasn't both goals against, like. If you don't give up a fat rebound, neither
it's a nothing
goal
play, yeah, pretty much.
And they shut down the Kings.
Yeah,
they're big players. Kopitar had what, one shot on net?
We're talking one and done. The Kings were not one and done, and it didn't matter. Like, the Grubauer's giving up rebounds, and Colorado was just clearing them out, getting to them. Couple of them that they didn't get to end up in the back of their net, and it's frustrating because it's like you do all of the good defending, you do all the things that you want to do in front of him, you limit the quality, you limit the quantity, you do all of this stuff, and a puck just ping pongs off of him, and you're like, dude,
what are we supposed to do with that?
Like, come on, man, we gotta have you gobble some of these up, all right?
It's better ping pong than what happened with the Jost.
Look, Tyson Jost has earned a couple of soft goals in his career because that guy has had some world class bad luck go against him.
Yeah.
I don't disagree, but you're going to be hard pressed to find one softer than that, man.
I mean, I assumed the universe would make it up in the form of like a couple of empty netters along the way. And to be honest, with the way that Peterson played that shot, it might as well have been an empty netter.
I mean, Jost isn't shooting to score there.
Not
he's
even
shooting
a
for
little
the rebound.
Yeah, he's 100% trying to go for that rebound.
Yeah, yeah, like Rantz is coming in. No one around him. Like, if that puck comes out, Rantanen's burying that puck,
right?
Yeah.
And like, we're not sitting here trashing Calvin Peterson for it. We're just like, wow, great pass off the pad by Jost. Yeah. Another assist. But instead, it goes down as another goal for him. He got goal in a couple of games. I don't know what kind of person couldn't possibly be happy for Tyson Jost right now.
Straight up. True.
Like
Tyson and his curls.
I don't need that level of disdain in my life.
Oh, you gotta love to see it though too. Bringing him up being 1C.
Yeah, well, and like plays well, right? Like and produces, you know, scores a goal in that game, and you know it'll be funny because I know the detractors will be like soft goal, and it's like look, you don't lob that, you don't care about the fact that half of Belmar's goals are empty netters.
Yeah, like I said,
you know, like just.
A goal is a goal. They like, all look the same on the score sheet. Yeah.
You take it, yeah. And it's awesome for him. The 1C thing, I think, is more like meme-worthy than it is meaningful.
Yeah, it's meaningful for him though.
It's great for him, but this wasn't like an audition.
No,
you know, like this was a reward for him doing absolutely everything asked of him, and they were like, "Hey, we're gonna rest McKinnon. We're not gonna push it with him."
Yeah.
Is anybody worried about the McKinnon thing? Like, until we have reason to be?
No. Okay. No, I want to ask a question, though, to you guys.
Yeah.
So, this happens, right? You've got two guys that you're looking at. Obviously, Jost being 1C. What about Newhook being put up in the 1C position?
I mean, Jost just scored in that job.
I hear that, but before that, you didn't know that was happening right at the beginning of the game.
I wouldn't have hated it. I'd have been totally fine with it, but
it also would have been meme-worthy.
Definitely meme-worthy, sure. Yeah.
It's fine. Yeah. Like, wherever they want to play him, and I didn't look at the minutes distribution tonight.
I haven't.
I imagine it was probably a little more evened out than normal.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Especially last game, where there was a lot of the first line out there for no apparent
over
reason.
Over and over and over, for sure. Yeah.
I'm just not whatever he wants to do with the lines, this doesn't really bother me.
Yeah.
This is the time to try stuff out.
Yep.
Especially if you're sitting McKinnon, you're living with whatever result you get. And to be honest with you, the fact that they just went 37-17 on the Kings
without McKinnon
is pretty damned impressive.
And for sure.
Look who stepped up on the forward core when McKinnon's gone. Mikko Rantanen.
Yeah.
Showed up.
Looked
in this game.
Great.
Seven shots on net.
It's it's
three
not,
on that first power play.
Yeah. I mean, it's not just the shots for me. One, the one-timer is back on the power play. It had not looked good over the last couple of games, and he finally gets one in. But more importantly, he played all of his 6'5", 200-something pounds tonight.
Yeah.
That dude, when he got the puck, decided it was his and nobody else could have it.
Yeah, that one shift where he just, like, bodied a guy and just kept him away, and then he, like,
and biffed the pass,
throws the puck into empty space where only the Kings could get it, and you were, like, hoping for a little more than that, but it was cool. It was cool leading up to it. Well, that was neat.
I do like that I was giving Rantanen a little bit of trouble there in the power play, saying that this one-timer is not working.
Yeah, I was
as
like,
I'm saying it,
it's so bad. It goes I was like, it's been so bad.
We're just sitting like, there. These two are flanking me as we're watching the game, and they're like, the one timer, you got to, and Rudo's like, you got to go away from it. And I'm like, no.
Don't do it.
I was like, you have to just keep letting him do it. You have to just let him, like, shoot his way through his problems. And as I'm like, getting through the end of the sentence, he scores, and it was like,
yep. Yeah.
Vindicated.
Dope. That was dope. Good timing, Mikko.
We can take our first period break on that note, as we are brought to you by Illegal Pete's. The crown doesn't fit my head. I can't. I have to, like.
There's too much hair on top of there. Oh, look at that.
Do my little princess neck lean. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Illegal Pete's, they had been shut down for a while with the whole COVID protocols and all that.
The whole pandemic.
You know, the kind of thing that's affecting everyone on planet Earth. But they're back, and they make, honestly, it might be the best burrito in Colorado. I'm not going to lie to you. Their steak and potatoes, to die for. Could eat that, like, if I had to pick one burrito to eat for the rest of my life, it'd probably be that one. So Get yourself to Illegal Pete's. They have a bunch of amazing deals, including if you bring in a ticket stub from any event in Denver to any of their locations here in Colorado, they will give you fantastic deals on their burritos, their house margs, all sorts of other stuff as well. So get in there, get back to Illegal Pete's, check them out today. And they have unbelievably good queso, by the way. I'm not really a queso fan, but
it's good.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Also brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook, the number one rated sportsbook app out there. They have kind of a baller deal going on for baseball right now. You bet $1 on a team, and they get a single hit, you win $100. So that's free $100. Go get it with code DNVR at DraftKings Sportsbook. And if for some reason you don't think a team's going to get a hit, go bet on the no-hitter and get amazing odds that way. So you win either way on that one. Again, DraftKings Sportsbook, remember to use the DNVR code. Supporting our partners is supporting us. Letting them know we sent you, also kind of important for us as well. You can download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today. Must be 21 or older, Colorado only. Other terms, restrictions, and conditions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. When you win a bunch of money on DraftKings Sportsbook, take a little bit out, come over to thednvr.com, purchase an annual membership, because you're going to get your money's worth for it. Just for buying the membership, you get a free shirt, you get a free mask, you get large 22-ounce beers down here at the bar. All that's great. Plus, you kind of get all of the DNVR content as well, whether it be us here on the Avs beat. Yeah, you know, kind of what the money is actually supposed to be for. Whether it's AJ's pieces, Evan's grades, you can check out all of the other beats as well. Nuggets, Rockies, Broncos, rugby, Rams, Buffs. We got a lot of Colorado sports going on at the DNVR. So check it out. Join the lounge. You can live chat with all sorts of awesome people. Highly recommend that all the way. Second period of the DNVR Avalanche podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. I said we have a super chat there, but I can't read it, so I assume it says great things.
We don't we aren't in the business of dunking on our altitude brethren.
Certainly, I have no room to talk about mispronouncing names. Yeah, like,
that's what I was about to say. Yeah, like, I am horrible with names. True.
So, a quote from Jared Bednar on Nathan MacKinnon. It's nothing serious at this point. He's just hurting a little bit, so we decided to not risk making his injury or issue worse. So we went without him tonight, and we'll have to make a decision on tomorrow. I don't want him playing through things that could possibly get worse at this point. Because we're getting close to the postseason here.
Here.
Yeah, so round one, game one, that dude
playing. All of the people who tweeted at me pregame about how, like, content the Avs were, how the Avs were throwing in the towel on the division chase or whatever, like, just, there's a bigger picture here.
Yep.
Well, just remember that. Yeah. Like, I can understand if you're still frustrated or whatever. I get it. And just saying,
the math isn't complicated.
There
right?
was there was a bigger picture thought here where you're like, am I gonna try to win the battle and lose the war, or
yeah. right exactly
maybe lose the battle and hope for the best for
Would
the war?
Would you be upset if you didn't see him until the playoffs?
No.
Upset? No. But I don't Concerned? Want him. Well, I don't. Game one, then, you're talking about the rust factor.
Yeah.
Game one coming back, because it will be 2 weeks since he will have played a game at that point.
Or more.
Just rub some Miko sauce whatever. On him, and so, it's a guaranteed win.
I would say, I wouldn't love that.
Yeah.
I especially would not love skipping the Vegas game.
Because
it still matters. Yeah, if Colorado came into LA and they lost both tonight and tomorrow, and the division was out of play, and you're just like, okay, well, it's lost,
sure.
then you aren't going into Vegas like full guns a-blazing, right?
Right, right.
By the way, mind you, Vegas is doing the exact same thing right now with Max Pacioretty.
Yep.
That guy's also – they're playing with 11 forwards on purpose right now without Pacioretty. Because they're worried about getting him nice and healthy for the postseason.
Sure.
So these teams, like this, I only bring it up to say Vegas isn't like going full bore trying to like
close things out.
Yeah,
either.
They're not like risking Pacioretty's health trying to win the division. Although you could argue that they should be given
Yeah, thanks a lot, Blues.
They don't want to play Minnesota based on results.
Yeah, they don't.
Thank you so much for the membership sign up, Randy.
Yeah, shout out to you, Randy.
I do think
Randy's
that,
been around, too.
Yeah.
I do think that both teams would be happy with the current alignment for the postseason.
I don't think
I don't think Colorado
much,
would be overly bothered by a Minnesota matchup, and I don't think Vegas is too bothered by St. Louis. And I think both would be a lot more bothered if Colorado were to win the division. And they get St. Louis and Vegas gets Minnesota.
Yeah.
I think both teams would be like, that's not my preferred matchup. So
my preferred matchup is with the king of the game, Cale Makar. Which I did want to get back to.
I really thought that was going to be
I know what you thought.
Tiny crown.
One goal, one assist. The king of the crown of Chininess. 7 shots on goal. Dude was a beast tonight. I don't think there's any way else to put it. Particularly, maybe his biggest accolade of the night, getting Alex Newhook his first NHL point.
Yes.
With a disgusting goal.
Yeah, true.
The rosy cheek assassin.
There you go, yeah.
Sorry, the song really bothers me.
Okay.
I just...
AJ's vibing over there.
No, it bothers me, dude. I really don't like it. I don't understand why it got so popular. It's blatantly about cheating on your partner. I don't understand why that's a thing to glorify in a song like that. Like, immediately, the dude who wrote the song, immediately that dude should have gotten broken up with.
No, jeez.
It doesn't even matter if it was a different girl. That dude's doing it again, homie. Like, just bounce. Anyway, sorry. It just bothers me.
It's all right. People can misinterpret songs all the time. It happens.
Okay.
It does. I promise. In any case, you can't misinterpret Cale Makar having over a point per game in the season this
year. He's so good.
It's insane.
He is amazing.
And you could... Kind of like with Burakovsky, you can tell immediately when
he's
that
vibing,
next
yeah.
level is there.
Yep.
And he just came out, and you're like, oh my gosh, dude, look at this. Like,
oh, hey, Cale, how you doing?
Yeah, like there are times where he has a great shift. You know, you look at last game, he had that shift at the start of the second period, where he dances through everybody, and then he puts a shot right into... that goaltender's chest. I'm not going to try and say whichever pronunciation.
Coronarnash.
Yeah, exactly. But it's... When he's like that off the hop, you're just like...
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Kings are in for a long night, guys.
Yep.
And they were, like...
It was not a fun night of hockey for them, for
that,
sure.
That pairing still got scored on.
Yep.
He had so many chances. He had 7 shots on goal.
Yeah. 10 attempts.
10 attempts. And some of those were just, they're deadly. Deadly attempts.
Hit a post seconds before the Avs' first goal.
Yeah.
So.
How do you misinterpret these lyrics?
People want to know what song it is. They're thinking
it's Lips of an Angel by Hinder.
I can't even hear the lyrics from over here.
I don't know who that is.
He said,
girl, it's hard to be faithful when you have the lips of an angel.
No, it's about that. AJ's correct.
I'm sure it is.
It's not subtle, bro.
it's not about angels?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe he's talking about... Never mind, I won't go there.
Everyone in the comments agrees. We've got Steph saying, I hate that song. That song is so bad. Oh, God.
I mean, not only AJ. Not only is
song
it, like,
is awful.
Super
Look, I don't think
whiny.
It's a good song at all, for the record.
But it's just like, what in the... anyway.
I've heard 100 renditions of that song.
That song or 3 minutes of Drew Doughty trash talking.
I'll take Drew Doughty trash talking because every so often the voice cracks. And you get like the really high pitched right in the middle of the curse word. And it's so funny when that happens. It's so funny when it happens. Because it's like, it ruins. It just takes all the momentum out of whatever
There's
you
no
were saying.
No tough guy act after that. Yeah.
It was like.
The best part about that, too, is like, you know, when he came into the league, the strength coach for the Kings was like, he couldn't bench press 100 pounds. Like, he couldn't. They were like, he's a great hockey player.
Yeah.
Had no physical strength. Like, they built him into what he was, but he's had the mouth on him since day one.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well,
I mean, his play backs it up, though. Not tonight. He's slipping now, but
for the last like 4 years.
Yeah.
I mean, he and like Jonathan Taves, weirdly similar careers, where the first half, they win multiple Stanley Cups, multiple like big time awards. They are the tip top of their positions. They're fantastic, right? But then they turned 28, they got paid, and it was like, what just happened?
Suddenly their teams weren't good anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're like, okay, well, it's funny because Doughty's gotten such a free pass for years. Like, oh, look at the team around him.
So what, dude?
What are you talking about? Like, if he was so good, so special, they would not have fallen off like that.
Yeah.
Like, if he's so good, the 30 minutes a night that he plays, they would at least, like, the 37-17 wouldn't be happening.
You know who never...
You're not telling me that all 17 came with Drew Doughty on the ice, are you?
You know who never gets a pass for a look at the team around him? Connor McDavid, because that dude balls out every night.
Dude. He's so special.
He...
Unreal.
Yeah.
I can't...
Unreal. Last night was unreal.
Would you trade Cale Makar for Connor McDavid straight up? Assume Nathan MacKinnon is not part of the equation.
Can I see Cale Makar's next contract first?
No. Right now.
I'd do it.
Me too.
I'd do it in a heartbeat.
I think you have to, right?
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Like, McDavid is just...
I'm sorry, Cale's special.
And we all feel that way.
Yeah.
But Connor McDavid is like, we're talking about like headed to
the history books.
Like a top three or four skater ever here.
Yeah.
Is Cale Makar headed to top three or four defenseman ever?
Maybe.
But
McDavid's already on his way
there. Exactly.
Sure.
Yeah, exactly. It's
his highlights are ridiculous.
That's my one thing.
Ridiculous.
Like, I don't think this will happen for the record. This is just fantasy land. But if Cale Makar were to turn around and sign like an $8 million deal, that makes that trade a little bit harder.
Well, and right now, would you trade Connor McDavid for Nathan MacKinnon straight up?
Of course not. On dollar value.
Because you're talking about a guy who gives you $6 million more dollars worth of cap room, but you get 85%, 90% of the production.
Yep. Yeah.
So, yeah, of course, like contract would, in real world, contract is going to
make a big
deal. I very briefly saw the conversation on Twitter and thought,
on your fantasy team, you take McDavid every time.
Oh, easily.
Yeah. Are you the points?
AJ, we got a super chat agreeing with you.
Agreeing with
everybody
me?
Everybody hates this song.
Oh, about the song?
He said, my best friend was a DJ for a rock station and dudes legit think it's a love song. No, bro, it's a cheating song.
Yeah.
It's just not good.
Straight up. Sit down and listen to that song sometime and tell me that's...
Yeah, Rudo.
I never disagreed.
It's easy to misinterpret lyrics.
I didn't say that he was wrong.
Bro.
I'm just saying that people that like the song may have misinterpreted it.
That is not what
the
was
same
being
way
said.
That people think that like "Born in the USA" is a pro-America song.
This is me jumping out the window to avoid this conversation.
All right, let's move on.
Moving on.
No more songs.
We should probably cleanse the palate.
Yeah. All right, should we do the shots? Okay.
We should cleanse the palate.
Who sings that?
Bruce Springsteen. Oh, right. I forgot.
Let's cleanse the palate. Allie?
Word.
Cheers.
To Dr. Debs.
It's good to get a visit from him.
Yep. That's cleansing.
Can taste the Listerine tonight, Jack.
<That's good.
laughs> Yep. It's a little spicy tonight.
Stop. It's really good.
What did you? What was that, Allie?
It tastes really good.
Allie drinks Listerine.
Allie is the kid that used to eat toothpaste back in the day too.
For sure.
It turns out drinking an entire bottle of rum
makes it go down easier.
Yeah, makes it go down a lot easier than not drinking.
Have you guys ever had a drink? I'm gonna specify with a drink, a Dirty Girl Scout.
Oh, those are so good. Can confirm.
I've never had one.
That's the same alcohol. It's basic. It's not Swedish, but it's a peppermint schnapps. It's peppermint schnapps, and you mix it with chocolate syrup. And it's like a thin mint.
That is exactly like a thin mint. Can confirm.
That's exactly this.
Why is it?
What?
Peppermint schnapps and chocolate?
Yeah, it tastes like a thin mint.
Cool.
Just saying. All right.
How far into the show are we?
I don't know.
I see my name a lot in chat, and I'm worried that I've done something stupid now.
I'm about to do something dumber, so it's fine.
Well, we have one. People are asking for your opinion on Timmins. I think we need to ask Adrian about Timmins.
So close to greatness.
So I tweeted three games ago now that I think Timmins has stolen the bad luck crown from Tyson Jost. One, the goal from Tyson Jost tonight makes me only further believe it.
True.
But two, Connor Timmins is doing a lot of really good things. He's like 80% of the way there to that first goal.
There's just like those like weird fumbles in the corner of them, like where you're like, ah, that sucks for him. But it's nothing that you can take away from him either.
Yeah.
Like, those are just bad bounces of the puck, and there's nothing you can really do about it.
When he dances a dude at the top of the zone and he walks around him and I just start making squealy noises. And it's just like, oh my God, dude, he's going to do it. This is it. It's going to be a highlight reel goal. This is not going to be the Gabe Landeskog first career goal where it goes off the back of his skate while he jumps through the zone. Super not memorable. No, this is going to be Matt Duchene going top shelf against Detroit. This is going to be great. And then nothing happens.
Right into the shin pad.
Yep. Yeah. And it's like, oh my God, that was all that buildup. Oh my God.
He's a special
just
player.
Awful.
He's a special player, though.
He is, I don't know about special.
I would say he's special.
But I think we're seeing the impact player that they're going to get out of him. And I'm so curious what happens when Bowen Byram comes back. Because I think if you put them together.
What a different conversation it is now. And look, first and foremost, hope Patrick Nemeth's okay.
That was
scary stuff.
We all missed it live. And on the replay, we were like, oh my God.
I didn't miss it live.
Okay. The two of us missed it
live.
We
missed it live.
And I was yelling at you both like, he went head first into the boards. Oh my God. He tripped over the player. It was bad.
Arguably the only thing you didn't miss live.
True. Clipping's a hard life. What can I say?
You guys should. We should have a behind the scenes where we show people like how this clipping process works. It blows my mind every time because I'm just like, oh my gosh.
Thank you, Tiffany. Tiffany says, "Hey, Allie, let them know that Bender said no concussion."
That's good.
Just
that's amazing.
Nemo.
Very good to hear.
Yeah. I don't know what's sore. I'm assuming his neck.
Yeah. Still wouldn't be shocked if he missed a game or two just for precaution.
Yeah.
But to AJ's point, there's a real world where the Avs defense is. Sam Girard could be back for the next LA series. You could be talking about Makar, Taves, Girard, Byram, Timmins, and Graves as your six.
Can we turn the camera off?
I'm
wearing way too much pants.
AJ's got to switch into the banana pants.
That's right. That's a horrible six.
And if you're looking to peel your banana.
I was going to go much worse than that, to be honest. No. Yeah. I mean, I guess it's time anyway. The one I had in the bag was, ladies.
Oh, God.
If you need to work on your dirty Girl Scout, or guys, if you're trying to get into the box of Thin Mints, Manscaped has the tools for you. They can.
It's my fault. I'm sorry. I should have prepared. I'm sorry.
The box of Thin Mints.
I'm sorry. It's my fault.
Is that going to be?
Oh, my goodness.
Is that going to be the line that you use on your wife next time?
Oh, my God.
Absolutely not. I'll be sleeping on the couch for a month.
Finally, some quality sleep.
In any case, head on over to Manscaped. Use code DNVR to get 20% off the perfect package. Let's face it. I'm right. Most of you would have Thin Mints in your perfect package. You know I'm right. You can't take it.
I don't have Girl Scout opinions.
I actually hate Girl Scout cookies, but
love them.
Yeah, I don't.
Love you too, Steph.
So you'd have Thin Mints.
Well, I tried to order a bunch, and then some person here really screwed up my order. Now they got so much.
Well,
I'm not gonna name names or anything like that.
It was Allie.
It was Allie.
So don't screw up your order in the bedroom and get Manscaped. This is what this conversation is all about. All right.
They have a brand new product out.
No, I don't think not yet.
What? It was supposed to come out 2 days ago.
Oh, you're revealing trade secrets.
Yeah. It's on their website. They had a huge countdown on their website.
Somebody's getting sued tonight.
The people want Rudo to understand that Girl Scouts are 18. Under
18. Yeah, I real Girl Scouts don't do this too. You're talking about a full grown woman's dirty Girl Scout, okay?
Oh, oh my God. It just gets worse and worse.
What is Halloween like
walk
in your
away,
house, bro?
Rudo, rock away.
I feel like we're learning way too many things tonight.
All right, even we've got people in the comments talking about the new product.
Lawnmower 4.0. Go get the new one. If it's out, maybe. We're not sure.
Look, I'm trade secrets.
Their website had a huge countdown the other day, and I was like, I'm just assuming this is 4.0. Just assuming. I have not checked it in a couple of days.
You may now take your fingers out of your ears as I have to tell you all about Gabby Insurance. That's GABI.com/DNVR. Instead of listening to me say terrible things about stuff, go over there and save yourself $961 on average. Their average user, when you get your home and auto insurance sorted out through them, they just save a ton of money. It's that easy.
Can I just say the Avs are apparently so fun that one of my roommates watched one hockey game and is like text bombing me questions.
Oh, there you go. The people want to know.
He's like, bro, are they always this fun? And I haven't responded to anything all night because he's my roommate and boundaries, dude. But like, he wants to know if I can get him a discount on a jersey. Like, no, I don't have those kinds of hookups.
I hope he's watching right now.
Chris, no. I'll help you pick a player, but that's it.
Rudo, before you continue your read, everyone is dying to hear AJ's Wagyu
review.
Oh, it was good. I mean,
there you go.
I'm not that animated about it.
He's not a connoisseur of beef.
Yeah, I don't dislike many things. So it was really good. It's better than a fast food burger. So don't make those comparisons. It's better than most bar burgers that I've had. It was very tasty. It was enormous. I couldn't finish the thing. It was gigantic.
I feel like you're making a Manscaped read. Yeah.
It was absolutely worth the investment.
There you go. Delicious burgers, delicious Manscaped reads. Also, go to Gabby.com.
Oh, I didn't know that read wasn't over.
/DNVR. It's completely free to use. And we also have the Colorado Exos. They're now 5-2. The local rugby team here, they also, by the way, men and women's U.S. national teams play over at Infinity Park in Glendale. So Colorado literally has the best rugby in the country.
And if that park is awesome.
It's a beautiful place. A beautiful place goodness. It is super nice. And go follow DNVR Rugby. Go follow Colton Strickler, our guy, covering the beat. He goes inside the locker room. He just had some sweet interview that came out either today or yesterday. I can't remember who it was with because I saw the picture and all I could think of was how unbelievably muscly that dude was.
Dude, rugby players have muscles in their shit.
It's crazy.
They're so jacked.
So, yeah, tune in. The Colorado Exos are a amalgamation of players of other professional sports at an extremely high level that they're teaching rugby, and it's going pretty well because they have 5 wins and 2 losses. So it's a pretty
how
dope experiment.
Would that be? spend your whole life.
Yeah, just to get beat by a bunch of natural freak athletes.
Yeah, a bunch of dudes that just roll in and you're just like, it's going to be like that, huh?
So check it out. Follow Colton again. Follow DNVR Rugby. They're part of the DNVR fam. Like, occasionally we do watch parties afternoon sometimes at the bar for the rugby too. Mimosas and rugby. Very nice. I must say.
That's a good combination.
Dude. Yeah, exactly.
Mimosas, rugby, and like biscuits and gravy. Like like brunch, right?
Ooh. Breakfast burrito.
Oh, see.
Oh,
like,
the breakfast burrito.
Like pick a breakfast item.
Yeah.
Breakfast burrito. Nothing else. Ah.
There you go. Delicious. We just planned your Saturday afternoon the next time rugby's happening. So make it happen. That's all I got to say.
You drank too much? Breakfast burrito. You didn't drink at all?
Ales.
Breakfast burrito. Yeah.
The breakfast burrito here, I don't think we're serving it right now, but...
Go to Illegal Pete's.
It's like smothered in green chili.
Problem solved.
It has hash browns in it. It is so good.
Third period of the DNVR Avalanche podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook with Rudo, AJ, and Blaze coming at you. I think the real story here is the Avs still control their own destiny.
Almost done with this.
Right, yeah.
We're so close.
And that's kind of the realization around the league. The entire top of the, well, I don't even know what the South Division.
Central.
Central. Yeah, it is the Central. You're right. The entire top three of the Central is now decided.
Battle for Florida.
Yeah. The battle for Florida is going down. And as AJ pointed out, they have to play each other at the end of their regular season.
So Tampa Bay and Florida have two games left in the regular season against each other.
Yep.
Yes.
Before they start their best of seven.
Yes. Let's go.
So
if you're a prospect for either of those teams, you might be getting the call in the next couple days.
Yeah. Texas squad bonanza.
How good is their coach?
Quinville?
Oh, Quinville.
He's unbelievable.
He's an all-time great.
Yeah.
Didn't do much here as for the Avs, did he?
Are you kidding me? He made the playoffs twice here with...
Why did they let him go so fast?
Really, he bounced, yo. Because
did he bounce?
He looked at what was up and coming, and he looked at how they were running the team, and they were still living in 2001.
Yeah,
and thought that they were still relevant. And
yeah,
he was like, "You guys have a long way to go."
Everywhere he goes,
and
man.
just dude, because you look back at his tenure, like
yeah.
He was quite successful here, despite those teams just not.
Yeah, when you dig
you look
into
at
the
those
players
rosters,
actually on that team,
and you're like, oh my gosh, this was like Joe Sakic and Paul Stastny and Marek Svatos and
Svatos,
like Milan Hayduk and dudes.
Yeah, it's well, even you say the top end guys like Sakic was what 34, 35 by then.
It was like end of the road.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, that was not great.
Yeah.
Definitely not. But that's kind of the story around the league is you're entering into this, like, bizarro last week.
Normally the last week is, like, the top teams have kind of shifted down.
Yeah.
There's playoff races. There's seeding all over the place. All of the seeds are almost
the only seed
there.
That isn't like basically decided is the Nashville Dallas one in a sense.
Yeah,
but.
And like I think Edmonton and Winnipeg are still jockeying for
second and third. Yeah.
No, it's three and four. It's Winnipeg and Montreal.
And
I think even that has
there's pretty
after,
gapped out
after
yeah.
that. Yeah, there's it's like
yeah.
a 10-point gap.
Unless Vancouver,
they Montreal hasn't clinched, but
yeah.
it's most likely just a matter of time. And like the West is where all the drama
that's right,
is.
Calgary had to like win out, and then
yeah, well,
and Montreal
Vancouver
had to
has to
the,
win
yeah.
out.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Ottawa can't.
It's a bunch of like they're technically not eliminated,
yeah.
but
yeah. Mm-hmm. Like Vancouver, I think Vancouver. Vancouver was like 12 points behind, and they had 14 points available, or
yeah.
something like that. Where it was like they something crazy has to happen.
13 and 16 is what it was.
So it's really just like seeding out west.
Yep.
Unfortunately, we can't just throw in the towel with everybody else. We have to continue to care about these boring ass end of regular season games.
As the Avs got zero help from the division tonight.
I'm still enjoying watching because I still like it.
Sure, of
course.
Watch
the Avs games, try to appreciate this part of it. But it's also like this is a weird transition period. Normally, you have like two or three games at the end of the season that you're just like, okay,
yeah,
let's go. Instead, it's been like two full weeks of this.
Yeah.
Where it's like seeding and matchups and all that. But everybody involved is clinched.
Yep.
And I think it just speaks to how awful the West is that
the four and four gap. Yeah.
The three teams at the top who have been clinched for weeks and are like focusing on health and like just getting through this are not like throwing all of the jello at the wall trying to make sure like there's no balls to the wall trying to we gotta get this seed or that seed. Every single one of them is like, well, we know what we're getting in the postseason. It'll be one of these teams that we've played 4,000 times.
Yep.
It is what it is. We're comfortable with whatever matchup. We'll go wherever. We'll have to do whatever. None of these teams are selling out to win it.
Yeah. Yep.
And all of the teams at the bottom continue to lose to these teams. And you're just like, all right. Okay.
Lose in a horrible fashion, too.
Like,
yeah. Like dominated.
I think the only team that really has to be not thrilled with this is St. Louis because they're trying.
Yep.
They've been trying. They've been taking this seriously and like they're going into overtime constantly and it's like 3-on-3 and then Vegas moved to 9-0 tonight in overtime and it's really funny because it's like 3-on-3 is not going to bail your asses out.
Nothing in playoffs.
In the postseason.
Yeah. Means nothing.
All of that experience, all of that, those extra points.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. I saw one of the, I don't remember which one, but I saw one of the Vegas writers talking about their increased emphasis on possession of the puck in overtime as to why they're so good.
As if every team in the league isn't doing
and
that.
I was kind like... of, and I was kind of like, aren't we like 4 years into this?
Yeah.
Like, hasn't every team figured out that having the puck is like vitally important? You see more special faceoffs, like faceoff specialists. They go out there, they take the faceoff, and then they get off the ice than ever now because teams understand that.
Yeah,
possession. It was just such a
weird take,
strange take that I was like. Is there a team out there that hasn't figured it out? Like, I know Colorado hasn't been particularly good at 3-on-3.
I mean, look at their last 3-on-3 win.
But you can tell the way that they play
3-on-3 game.
Yeah, it's a very, very different approach than what it was when it started.
Yep.
When the Avs were like, we're going to try and rush down the ice and score on the first shift. And if that doesn't happen, we're giving up a 3-on-0.
We're making a terrible change immediately,
and
it's
over. Hanging out our goaltender to dry. Suck it, buddy. And they were just, oh my gosh. Yeah, I don't know. It was just a weird, and I like laughed thinking about the overtime game that Colorado and Vegas played in Denver.
Yep.
Where like they got possession of the puck because of a blatant trip on Nathan MacKinnon that went uncalled.
Yep.
And then they won it on a puck that was sitting in the crease where Devontae's stick
just snaps in half.
In half and flies into the corner. So all Pacioretty has to do is just skate up and poke it in.
And it's like, all right.
And you're just like, what was this gong show of hockey? Like, this was the dumbest thing. And it's like, well, you know, clearly their emphasis on possession of the puck there was like, I don't know. I just thought it was a strange take.
Weird, for sure.
But I say a lot of stupid shit on Twitter, so I shouldn't.
Don't we all?
I shouldn't
don't
talk.
We all?
I don't.
That's true. You don't talk. You don't talk much. You follow the number one rule of Twitter.
Yeah,
which
don't
is
tweet.
Don't tweet.
Yeah, you know. I just say dumb shit when I'm on there too.
So. Alternatively, make dick jokes all the time on your official company account.
Everybody has a brand.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know how I got here either, chat. All right, don't look at me. Let's wrap this one up a little bit here. Avs sit in the exact same place they started tonight.
Yeah.
4 points back of Vegas.
Do you play Grubauer tomorrow?
I do.
No,
I do.
You do?
Yeah, keep him in it while they can. First of all, keep him in it. Second of all, he really hadn't looked good. He hadn't played a very good game.
You know,
he had the one shutout.
No, JoJo?
No, I would. So what I I would keep Monday meaningful if possible. Like, whatever's going to happen with McKinnon.
Yeah.
They clearly don't need McKinnon to beat the Kings.
No.
In dominant fashion in the underlings, at least, yeah.
I'd like to see a good Groovy game.
What if Quick comes in tomorrow?
And then, same thing.
Same thing?
Yeah. You play Groovy. And then you play Grubauer on Monday. You keep Monday meaningful. Because if they lose, tomorrow... Yeah, yeah, yeah. Then you're kind of like, okay, well, they no longer have that advantage, and now they need help, and blah, blah,
I can,
blah, blah.
I can see that. So, like, let's say...
So, Grubauer, well, I'm saying Grubauer plays tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then he plays Monday in Vegas.
Yep.
And then let's... If they win both of those games, then Grubauer plays the first game against L.A.
Yeah.
And then you see where you are.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
theoretically,
you've won me over.
But if they
lose
on Monday against Vegas, then you don't care. Well, maybe give both of those games against
LA.
The thing with
the last back-to-back, too, is hopefully there's some semblance of a playoff schedule by then, so you understand roughly how much time they're going to get off.
Hopefully the teams at least have an idea.
Right,
maybe we won't. But
sure, that's
hopefully
fine.
The teams have been given some concept of, like, hey, like, your guys' season is finishing here. You guys are going to start in 5 days, or you guys are going to start in 3 days, or, you know, whatever.
Yep.
That way they have an idea.
You're getting a $250,000 fine. You're not so much.
Okay.
All right, Tom Wilson.
Buchnevich only got one game. Could have been worse.
You know.
That's a whole conversation.
Don't need to go there.
I just throw my hands up at what a clown show the NHL allowed that to become.
They could have handled that.
They could have done anything different, and it would have been better.
Imagine if they just taken care of business on night one.
Yep.
None of it happens.
Exactly.
None of that fallout happens.
Yep.
That's not a complicated what-if universe.
No.
You appropriate punishment on night one, and you're good. Done.
Yep. That simple.
Conversation still goes on. You need guys to protect everybody.
The Capitals can continue to feel victimized and targeted and whatever, blah, blah, blah. But it's like, okay, like, well, dumps the brakes, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't cover the Capitals, so I don't have to worry about it anymore.
Not my pig, not my farm.
Yep, exactly. So do we feel good? What's the vibe on the Avs winning out? Give me a vibe.
On them winning out?
Yeah.
Unlikely.
Okay.
Same here.
Okay. So, you're comfortable with the Avs in second in the division?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't bother me at all.
Cool.
Do you have to be in first place to win the Stanley Cup? I don't remember, but do you have to be number one?
No.
To be
The thing is, if you're opening up a 7-game set against Vegas in round two, you're doing it in Vegas. And you don't love that. But you also look at your history there and with the two teams, and you're like,
feel pretty okay.
Cool.
Yeah.
You've been okay in Vegas. Yeah. It's fine. Like, it just.
You're better in Vegas than I am in Vegas.
Yeah.
Low bar?
Very. Yeah. Plane lands, it's off.
Loses a 50 out of his pocket getting out of the plane.
Yeah.
I first time I ever went to Vegas, I didn't get out of the airport. I was like 100 and some odd down. Because I went to the bar and just started pounding doubles, and then went to the slot machine. And then it was like, oh, our bags are here. And I was like, well, I'm halfway out of money, baby.
See, the key is you got to play blackjack because it's a 50-50 game, basically.
I learned,
can drink. As long as you know the rules, you can drink for free playing blackjack all night.
Yep. I learned blackjack 2 days later, so that was cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Very nice.
Yep.
All right. On that note, I think we're just about done here. So, it was a good night.
Yep.
Yeah, this was a solid win.
Yeah.
Pretty unspectacular.
Took care of
business
for the most part. Yeah.
Really not spectacular.
You got to feel good about it. McKinnon wasn't on the ice, and they did fine.
Yep.
Yeah, I think any games that you win without Phil Grubauer or without Nathan McKinnon, you're feeling good about
it. Yeah, for sure.
Keep it simple. Just that easy. We are donezo. Thank you, everyone watching, listening. Be sure to like and subscribe on YouTube. That helps us out a whole bunch with the channel. We appreciate all y'all in the live chat all the time. We will be back tomorrow for the Avs game. We'll see how I feel. Just got my COVID shot today. So If I'm feeling good, I'll be there. If I'm feeling bad, I'll be there. If I'm feeling terrible, I might not be there. We'll see.
I did not do well.
We'll see. I potted through both of mine, but I was at home.
Yeah.
So it made it really easy for me to, like, it was like injection of drugs and energy drink and pound an entire liter of water and then go live.
Mine was sleeping, more sleeping because I felt like ass.
See, I potted around. Got up for the pod, potted, and then went right back to that. It was awful.
All right. On that note, we will talk to you guys tomorrow. Hope y'all have a wonderful weekend.